Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We have a very interesting show today. We're going to be speaking with Nancy Lutz, who's the Communications Director for Dutchess County Tourism. And Dutchess County is one of those places there's always something great going on. So we need to have an expert come on because there's going to be so many things we want to cover. Nancy, are you there? Hello.
I am. I'm pleased to be here. Oh. We're very excited because, yes, we're all, even though our winter wasn't as harsh as some winters, there's something about getting into March and you still have that cabin fever.
Oh, yeah.
And you still want to get outside and do more things outdoors. So I think we're all excited that spring is finally here. March means the calendar has turned a page.
Yep. Everybody's ready to roll. And you've been working all winter to get all these things lined up. So you got a lot of good stuff.
Yes, indeedy.
So why don't I let you take over the reins here and give us a whirlwind of what you see going on.
Well, we start off on March 7th through 20th. It's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. And this is a promotion that's actually Hudson Valley wide. But this is where you can check out some of your old favorite restaurants or some new eateries. And Hudson Valley Restaurant Week means that you can get lunch for three courses for $20.95 or dinner for $29.95. And you're sure to get an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. There's more than 30 restaurants in Dutchess County that are participating, some in Ulster and Orange and into down into Westchester. So first of all, we encourage you to get out and have a nice meal. That's always a fun thing to do.
Now, to find which restaurants are involved with that.
There's a huge, there's more than 200 participating restaurants.
Okay.
So you should go to HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com.
Okay.
And then you can see the list of participants and check out their menus.
Okay.
That's a start. We're all thinking spring in terms of Easter egg hunts. We're just about to put up on our website a list of egg hunts for kids because that also means, crafts and games and, of course, a visit with the Easter Bunny.
Yep.
A lot of the different municipalities have a petting zoo. They might have the bounce house, refreshments. Some are indoors and some are out. But we have at least a dozen, just like eggs, we have a dozen Easter egg hunts listed on our website. So that's a sure sign of the coming of spring. And that's DutchessTourism.com. That's a lot of fun. And if you're in the Poughkeepsie area, we are pleased to say that Sesame Street Live is returning to the Mid-Hudson Civic Center in only a few days. Their new show is called Sesame Street Live Let's Dance. And they're going to be doing performances Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on Saturday, there's two shows, in fact, at 10:30 and 2. Sunday at 1 and then Friday morning. So if you've ever seen Sesame Street Live, boy, when those kids get a hold of, you know, they see Big Bird and Elmo and Cookie Monster, it really gets them excited. And that's a very interactive kind of family experience.
Now, what's
with
the date
everyone's
on? What is the
favorite
date
characters?
Yeah.
That's March 4th through 6th.
So it's this weekend. Okay.
Yep, it's coming up right this weekend.
Okay.
They do, if you can't make that, they do have Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live coming on March 20th.
Okay.
Daniel Tiger's a little cartoon show for kids on PBS, I believe.
Okay.
For us older folks, the United States Navy Band is doing a free concert on March 4th at the Civic Center on Friday night. So if you really want some patriotic music and some really American standards, if you've ever heard of the Navy Band, you know, it's a full concert band, and it just fills it up with sound. It's very impressive. That's fun. And it's free, which is always nice.
Excellent.
It's Women's History Month in March.
Yeah.
So there's a couple events that are focusing on women. This Saturday on the walkway over the Hudson, which connects, you know, Dutchess and Ulster counties, the International Women's Day will be marked with a walk across the walkway. The Dutchess County Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring this event, as they have for about 5 years now. And they'll have vendors, and they'll have a speaker, and kind of a rally for women's rights and women's equality all over the world. That's always a really exciting event.
So that's March 5th.
Okay. That's March 5th at the walkway. Mm-hmm. And in historic Red Hook, they're doing an event to celebrate Women's History Month at the Elmendorf Inn, which is in Red Hook. They're going to host a professor from SUNY New Paltz, Meg O'Sullivan, and she's going to talk about different women's fights against prohibition.
Oh.
At the time, you know, women were against alcohol, really, because I guess in some cases it made the men kind of nasty and it wasn't really a pretty thing. Now we're all glad that FDR repealed prohibition. Because we have more distilleries, more brew pubs, and more wineries opening all the time.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, if people haven't been around lately, the Hudson Valley Tourism, which is all of our regional travel and tourism agencies together, Hudson Valley Tourism just issued a new beverage trail map. And if you go to Travel Hudson Valley, this is a website that's for regional tourism, Hudson Valley Tourism. You can get you can download a copy of that beverage trail map, and it has not only the wineries. You know, we used to always have the wine trail, but now it has all the breweries and brew pubs that you can check out, and distilleries, which are really becoming the new thing. In Beacon here, we have Denning's Point Distillery, and we're waiting for Duchess Spirits should be opening in April up in Pine Plains.
Wow, that's amazing. They're really growing this area, huh?
Yes, it really is. Yeah. It's the next thing that people are looking for. It's sort of an extension of the farm-to-table movement.
Yeah.
People want to know what's in their, you know, their lunch, and now they want to know it's farm-to-bottle, people call it. Always the slow food movement, but now these small craft, you know, batches of beer and spirits are really being sought out because it's, you know, made with a lot more love and a lot more care, and each batch is a little bit different, so it gives you a reason to go back and check it out.
You've got, like, categories.
So food, yes, and we're talking about food, and meanwhile, that besides the farm-to-table and farm-to-bottle, we have tree-to-table. That means it's maple syrup time.
Oh, boy.
And maple sugaring, of course, has been going on since the Native Americans, did it. But at Bowdoin Park, which is in Poughkeepsie in Dutchess County, this Saturday you can see there's a maple open house. That's, again, Saturday, March 5th. Starting at 10 in the morning, bring the kids, and they'll show you the way they turn sap from trees into delicious maple syrup. And that goes on until 2 o'clock, and that's all free of charge. But they'll show you early maple sugaring techniques, and the maple sugar shed will be operating all day long, so you can even buy some maple syrup. But then that is kind of the kickoff for this season, because Sharp Reservation will always also be hosting one, and the Randolph School will be hosting a Maple Day. And then New York State Maple Weekends are officially the weekend before Easter, which is going to be the 19th and 20th. And then they're skipping over Easter because of the holiday. And then April 2nd and 3rd, Maple Weekends. And people can go to the website NYS for New York State, nysmaple.com, nysmaple.com, and you can look up the Maple Weekends, because every spring there's a whole New York State Maple Producers Association, and they open up their sugar houses. And so across the state, there's like 160 farms that are participating.
Wow.
But you take tours. Of course, you taste samples, and they show you how they're doing it, and they all have pancake breakfasts. So all of these places have pledged that they're going to give free tours on those weekends. Again, free is always good.
Yeah.
So free tours and free samples. It's definitely a kind of a family activity, but anyone who's interested in food or history, because you can see again how this has been going on for hundreds of years, it's really, those are kind of fun. And in our area, you can search for maple farm locations wherever you're located. Of course, have a pancake breakfast too.
Yeah. Do you have to register in advance for those, or you just
show up? You don't. That's a good question. I'm sure the pancake breakfasts do get filled up. You know, you might have to call the different places that you're checking out and see.
Yeah.
Here we have Crown Maple Farm. Crown Maple Farm in Dover Plains. Crown Maple Syrup, rather, is made at Madava Farms in Dover Plains. And also the Socup Farm. It's Crown Maple is a very fine, high-end, I guess you would say, maple syrup that's used not just for pancakes, but, you know, to brine your pork chops and such. And then the Socup Farm is another nearby farm there. And they're doing S-O-U-K-U-P, Socup Farm is doing it. And then there's some in Ulster where you are, like Corey's Fall Harvest Farm in Highland.
Uh-huh.
And there's one up in Ghent, Maple Leaf Sugaring.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of all over the place. So I advise people to check out that. That's a lot of fun.
And while you're there, you want to buy some maple syrup to get you through the year?
Absolutely.
None of that corn syrup. We want the real thing. That's it.
Right, the real thing, and not just for pancakes.
That's right.
It's good on pork chops, and there's all kinds of great recipes that a lot of these sites will also have.
Yes.
So you can check that out. We're doing a lot of talking about outdoor things. There's still some indoor activity going on. There's a couple of great plays that are being staged.
Good.
If you're in the Rhinebeck area, Angels in America is being staged. That's the winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Drama and the Tony Award for Best Play. It was also an HBO miniseries, and it won some awards for that.
Where's that?
So
where's it playing in Rhinebeck?
That's going to be at the Center for Performing Arts at Rhinebeck.
Okay.
March 4 through 13. So that means it's going on this weekend and next weekend as well.
Okay.
So that's kind of a serious play, but one that's well worth your time. And then combining food with theater, as we're talking about food, the Half Moon Theater, I don't know if you're aware of them.
No.
Oh, they're kind of a new group in town, but they are a professional theater group, meaning a lot of the actors in their shows are members of Actors Equity.
Wow.
So they're professional actors. They have gotten together with the Culinary Institute of America. And so what they're doing is using their beautiful new theater, the Marriott Pavilion, is the home of the Ecolab Theater. It's a beautiful auditorium that's state-of-the-art. And so they're doing plays right there at the Culinary, which means you can have dinner first, dinner and show.
Yeah.
And in some cases, they've done some cabaret nights. And this weekend, I'm sorry, March 11 and 12, next weekend, they're doing their annual 10-minute play festival. What's a 10-minute play? Just like it sounds. They've asked 8 different playwrights, and many of them are local playwrights, to create an evening of short plays. So literally, every play is only 10 minutes long. And so if you don't like one, another one is coming along any minute.
Wow, and good idea.
It's really fun because each play, of course, is very different because it's a different playwright.
Yeah.
Some, they tend to be kind of funny. And now this year, the one thing they're all going to have in common is the theme is the tasting menu. So every play has to incorporate some kind of food element.
Okay.
And each play is going to have a dish, incorporate some kind of dish. And then guess what? When the plays are over, you get to taste all the dishes.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Is
that an evening thing? Or that's an afternoon?
It is an evening thing. It is at 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So that's only 2 performances, too, Friday and Saturday night. And then afterwards, you would stay for a reception, like a special post-performance party.
Mm-hmm.
So after you see all the plays and your mouth is warning, you will actually get to taste them.
Wow.
That's a lot of fun. And the acting ensemble, you really see the many sides of these actors because they'll take different parts in each one.
Oh, wow.
so its tickets are under $50 for the dinner and the show. So that's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. So you actually have dinner there, and that's included in your price.
Yeah,
wow,
yes,
nice.
Indeed. And the CIA, as I said, they've opened this beautiful new theater that they built last year in the Marriott Pavilion. So it's a new part of the CIA that people may not have seen already.
Okay.
And I think before one of the shows, you can do a family-style pasta dinner, too.
Oh, that sounds
so
nice.
Now I'm getting hungry because it's almost lunchtime here.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the CIA is always growing. There's always something new to see when you go there. It's very
nice.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
In fact, they do have their own themed dining events. So, you can do, I think one is A Taste of Paris is coming. Another is Street Food in Italy, where you're going to walk around the Caterina de' Medici restaurant, their Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like you're out walking through a street in Italy. You're going to go to different stalls and different little vendors around the restaurant and taste different food. So they've really come up with some creative new dining ideas.
Oh,
people can look at the website CIARestaurantGroup.com and find out more about the dining events. Some are at that Caterina de' Medici Italian. Some are at the Bocuse, which is their French restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then third, they have a beautiful new, newly renovated American Bounty restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah, the American Bounty, of course, just like it sounds, was one of the first places that really said, hey, American cuisine is worth paying attention to. And they just recently renovated it. So they've added a new tavern in the front, again, because of the new emphasis on, spirit craft beverages and spirits. Now there's a formal tavern. But the American Bounty is really worth checking out. They have lunch and dinner, too, at these places. So you can check it out for lunch as well.
All right. Now let's think about some of the historic sites. Are they open now?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. We're lucky to have 4 national parks here in Dutchess County, and up in Columbia, there's the Martin Van Buren home as well. We are celebrating 100 years of national parks.
Wow.
It's the centennial of the National Park Service, 100 years, and they're using the hashtag #FindYourPark if people are out on Twitter or Facebook. So our national park sites are open. The FDR home, home of Franklin Roosevelt, they are all in Hyde Park. Eleanor Roosevelt's Valkill is open, and the Vanderbilt Mansion is open for tours right now. New York State, those are federal sites. New York State has Stattsburg, which is another Gilded Age mansion just north of the Vanderbilt mansion.
Okay.
Right now, Stattsburg is doing some special tours. They're not open all the time, but we're doing some Gilded Age tea and talks, where you actually heard a speaker and then had tea right in the mansion. Very exciting once a month.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then in March, they have 2 days, the 5th, this Saturday, and the 26th, another Saturday at the end of the month, where they're going to be doing a special tour that looks at how when World War I came along, it ended the Gilded Age. That was really what happened.
Oh, really?
So that high lifestyle of the when we think of the Vanderbilts and the Astors, and living high on the hog, so to speak, World War I kind of really ended that. And so this tour looks at, that kind of part of history and how things came to an end with the war. Mm-hmm. So they're doing some special, and also in April they do a Titanic tour. Because the Mills family that lived at Stattsburg actually had tickets to do the return voyage of the Titanic.
Wow.
They were supposed to get on the boat when it got to New York and go back to Europe on it. But they weren't able to complete that journey. So that tour looks at how the Mills is. And indeed, everybody, if you live in almost like a castle, if you live in one of these mansions, and you have to get on a boat to go to Europe, it's going to be a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So, how are they? Do they maintain that lavish lifestyle on a boat with only so much space?
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of amenities, so they look at kind of how the Titanic really tried to, be as lavish as it possibly could for these rich rich people.
Wow, that's going to be a fascinating, exhibit there. That's going to be...
Yeah. So the other estates, Locust Grove, which is in Poughkeepsie, which is all with Samuel Morse, they'll be opening back up in April for tours.
Okay.
And Wilderstein, they'll be kicking off their season April 25th with their daffodil tea.
Now, what is Wilderstein again, so we can explain to everybody?
Sure. Wilderstein is in Rhinebeck, and it was the home of FDR's cousin, Daisy.
Okay.
Daisy was also named, her real name is Margaret Suckley, and she was a distant cousin, sort of like Eleanor. And when FDR got polio, and he was, stricken and had to recover, well, they started sending Eleanor out to all the public events.
Okay.
She went out and did the ribbon cuttings and the stumps and tried to keep his name alive in the political world.
Uh-huh.
So while she was out doing all the public appearances, Daisy would sit by his bedside and read to him.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's a beautiful property.
So, Wilderstein, yes. Yeah. And she raised and gave him Fala, the little Scotty dog.
Uh-huh.
That was so famous. That was something she gave him. They were very close.
Yeah.
She lived to be 100 years old,
wow.
Daisy did.
Wow.
And she had tea on her porch every day overlooking the Hudson River.
Uh-huh.
And as you just said, Marietta, the Hudson River views from there are spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
You're at a bend in the river, so you see down and, north and south. So it's kind of like a V-shape in the river. And looking across, you can see a lighthouse right off the shore of Wilderstein. You see a pretty little lighthouse.
Oh.
It's really, really, the grounds are just spectacular.
Yeah, I think it's worth going to these mansions and just walking around the properties, too. It's
absolutely.
Spectacular.
Yeah. You're very right.
And I know Locust Grove does a lot. Yeah.
They have great gardens and manicured trails that go right down to the river. They have 200 acres. So, yes, you don't have to take the historic house tour. You can go and enjoy the grounds and garden, even now.
Now, what about Revolutionary War? Do you have any sites?
Oh, thanks for asking. Well,
okay.
Mount Gulian in the southern part of our county is, Gulian is the Dutch name for William, and the Verplank family lived there for many years, for 200 years. They're currently open mostly for school groups now. They'll be also reopening in the spring.
Okay.
But Mount Gulian can interpret Revolutionary War because it was the headquarters of the quartermaster, General von Steuben, in the American Revolutionary War. That means he trained the troops there. And then when the war was over, the first veterans organization in our county, I know we think highly of our veterans. Well, the Order of the Cincinnatus was the first veterans organization ever formed in our country by the officers that were leaving. And Cincinnatus was a Roman, I believe, and he basically put down his plow, went and fought the war, and then came back and picked up his plow and was a farmer again.
Wow.
They chose that name because they said, hey, we don't want to be warriors. We're not trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
We're not like Napoleon. We're just going to go and fight to defend our own land.
That's right.
And when England left, they went back to being farmers, and they resumed their lifestyles. And guess what? Those are the same people. You see Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like Cincinnatus.
Yeah.
Well, a group of those veterans went out and founded the city of Cincinnati in Ohio.
Isn't that something?
So that started right here in Beacon.
Yeah. Yeah, so close by. And while we're speaking of Beacon, I don't want to change the subject, but
yeah, sure.
One of the things that I know my husband and I like to do is we'll pick a community and we'll just go and walk down the main streets. And Beacon now, you know, you got some nice places to see in Beacon, Rhinebeck. You've got beautiful communities.
Yep,
where you
second
can...
Saturday Beacon is a great time to go to Beacon. The second Saturday every month, the galleries stay open late, and there's all kinds of fun. All the exhibits open and have their little reopening receptions. So Beacon is quite happening. Dia Beacon, you can look for their community days once a quarter. They do a free day for people that live in the Hudson Valley. So if you bring ID, you can get in on that. Beacon is very happening. The Town Crier Cafe is there now, and they have wonderful live music, really terrific bands. Them and Daryl's House out in Pauling, which was, of course, from Hall & Oates. Daryl, Hall opened, it took over the old Town Crier when Town Crier moved to Beacon, and now he's got the Daryl's House Club. And both of those have, really national acts coming through, not just weekends, but weeknights, too. So,
check their website. Is that the best place
correct.
To find out?
Oh, I wanted to mention to you just really quickly at Wilderstein.
Oh.
They do have four programs in April. The Roosevelt Circle, A Closer Perspective. So they do actually have four really good educational programs led by local historians. And check that out at Wilderstein. Plus, if you're a history buff, the New York Hudson Valley Heritage Fair is taking place Sunday, May 1st at the Locust Grove Estate. This is the second annual Hudson Valley Heritage Fair, and the theme this year is Hidden Spaces, which is highlights like physical spaces, collections, and stories that are not usually accessible to the public. Basically, it's like an expo for history. So all of the historic sites will go and set up a table in the Locust Grove Estate Gallery.
Okay.
So if you're interested in history, you can walk through and find out about all these other historic sites and organizations in one place.
And that was May what?
That was May 1st, which is a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
The Hudson Valley Heritage Fair.
Wow, that's good.
I just wanted to mention that quickly. And Claremont, is a kind of, we share Dutchess and Columbia counties,
mm-hmm.
they've got some interesting programs too. March 13th, they're going to have a program called John Henry's Other Daughter, and they talk about some of the Livingstons that lived at Claremont.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention that. But you're right about, we were talking a little bit about the arts in Beacon and what a happening place it is now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell you, being right on the train route is wonderful. You got people coming up from the city just to relax a little bit and go back home.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just a good opportunity. So.
You can walk right from there to, when Beacon Sloop Club has their Strawberry Festival in June,
mm-hmm.
and then in August a Corn Fest, and in the fall Pumpkin Fest. All those are right at Riverfront Park, which is mm-hmm. now named Pete Seeger and Toshi Seeger Riverfront Park. And you can go get right off the train, and boom, there you are at the festivals.
Yeah.
They also have a place where you can rent kayaks now. If you walk down from the train station to Denning's Point, the Scenic Hudson organization first rehabbed a red barn where they have little art exhibits, but now they took back that whole little inner, it's like a cove, like an inlet.
Uh-huh.
It's all cleaned up, and they have a kayak pavilion there where you can rent a kayak, so you could conceivably get off the train, walk over, and in 10 minutes you'd be kayaking the Hudson River.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
what's happening
kayaking is very popular.
I wanted to ask you, too, about Mount Beacon. What's the news on that?
Mount Beacon is, they're continuing to raise money to restore the Incline Railroad.
Uh-huh.
There's an exhibit going on now that people can take advantage of about Beacon, about the Incline Railroad past in Ed. I believe that exhibit is at the Beacon Institute for Rivers and Estuaries, right on Main Street in Beacon.
Right.
But they have an exhibit up right now. So that's happening.
Well, I hope they get that incline in place. I know in Pittsburgh and some of the other cities that have them, they're really a lot of fun. Everybody loves them.
Yeah. So, well, that's right. If they got the walkway up, right? Maybe there's a good shot for that.
That's right. That's right. You've got so much to do. Now, some of the outer lying, I don't know. It's been a number of years since I've been out towards Weebatuck Village. Is that still there?
No. And there's Hunt Country Furniture that's there. That's about the only thing out there.
What do you have going on the other side of the county then, towards the Connecticut border?
Well, in May 21st, there'll be the 8th Annual Millbrook Literary Festival.
Uh-huh.
So there's all kinds of authors coming and panel discussions and book signings. That's kind of grown into be something in Millbrook.
Oh, yeah. You do a driving tour. You go drive from town to town and just go.
Yeah, we do. Millerton is quite happening. Millerton up in the northeast part of our county, they have the movie house and they have exhibits. Plus, they carry a lot of things besides movies. They broadcast some live theater on their screens. We do have suggested bike tours and suggested driving tours.
Oh, good.
So if people go to our website again, which is duchesstourism.com, they can download individual bicycle tours, suggested cycling tours around the county, and suggested driving tours. Yeah. We also have put in itineraries, we call them, like special themes, like 1, 3, and 5-day itineraries, so people can really just, you know, with one click, print out a whole already scheduled itinerary under different themes, like hidden treasures, farm to table, family fun, that kind
of
thing.
Well, listen, we're running out of time, so what I'm going to do, I'm also going to suggest to everybody, while you're there, take a look at the bed and breakfasts and hotels. They've got some great places to stay. Like a couple of days, and give us that website one more time, Nancy.
It's duchesstourism.com, and also look at the Dutchess Fairgrounds. They're starting off. You know, they have a big car show May 6 and 8, and then they have Country Living Fair coming back in June. Of course, they've got Barnstar Antiques. They've got quite a lot of great things at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
The Good Guys East Coast Nationals is coming back in June up there, too.
Right.
So big car shows and big arts festival June 25th and 6th.
Well, Nancy,
duchessfair.com.
Thank
you so much
for coming on, and we'll be back to you maybe in the summer. We'll see what else is going on.
All right. Sounds good, Marietta.
Okay,
thanks for the time.
You're welcome.
Think spring.
Oh, I will. And this is Marietta Allen wrapping it up. I hope you have a great trip.